the Book of Common Prayer for the Easter Vigil service, there are 9 readings from the Old Testament that may be used. So aren't you glad we only chose 4? Of those 9, only 1 is required to be read at every single Easter Vigil, and that is the story of Israel's deliverance at the Red Sea. So of all the stories we hear about God's saving power among the people, this is the one that is considered to be the most important and influential in the history of the Jewish people. For this is the story that removes any doubt about the saving power of God. So it is quite appropriate that we hear that story on this night, along with the most important an influential story in the Christian faith, that of Christ's resurrection from the dead. For these 2 stories have more in common than we might think, and both have much to teach us about our faith and about the mighty power of God. So, in the story of the Exodus, we heard that after 400 years of slavery, the Hebrew people had finally fled Egypt. With freedom just within their grasp, they suddenly come up against the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's army was close behind. The situation looked impossible. They felt doomed, and in their panic, the Israelites cried out to God. How could they possibly be saved? As present-day Christians, we live in a free and open society, but we are still slaves to the bondage of sin. No matter what we do, no matter how hard we try, we still come up against the frailty of our human nature, and salvation looks impossible. How can we possibly be saved? This evening, we know that both of these questions are answered in the same way. We have all been saved, past, present, and future, by the generous and mighty acts of a loving God. The people of Israel were saved that day at the Red Sea only because God miraculously delivered them by crushing the army of Egypt. And we are saved today from sin only because the Son of God allowed himself to be crushed and broken by the army of Rome. In both cases, God did for us what we could not do for ourselves and saved us from our enemies, be they madly pursuing Egyptians or persistent and maddening sins. And in both cases, we are able to behold the evidence of the awesome saving power of God, from the Egyptians scattered on the seashore to the astonishing sight of an empty tomb. God has triumphed. We are saved through no effort of our own, and certainly through no merit of our own. We are delivered from death by the incredible love and strength of an almighty God. All we have to do is believe it and accept it and be profoundly changed by it. For how can we not live lives that are transformed by such an unexpected and undeserved love? So, just as Moses and the people stood on the shore of the Red Sea and amongst the fallen Egyptian army shouted, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously," so too do we stand at the empty tomb and declare, "Alleluia, Christ is risen." And you say,
"Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia, Amen.